2. Magic City. Downtown Tulsa's skyline paled in comparison to that of New York City or Philadelphia or Boston, but this wasn't the East, where cities were built skyward. This was the West, where cities were built outward, as wide and as open as the American dream. Americans came from all corners of the country to the nation's heartland. Native Americans were forced here in exile. African Americans came to escape bondage. European Americans to reap the bounty of oil buried below. What brought them here was different, but what ultimately kept them here was the same: energy. Tulsa is a city of energy, both literally and figuratively. Buried beneath these quiet plains, formed over billions of years, is the lifeblood of the modern world, oil. It is ironic that something so ancient and useless for so long should find its purpose in the present age. Oil powers industry. Oil powers transportation. Oil powers life. Its use extends to every corner of the globe, greasing the wheels of civilization. But it wasn't always this way. Back when oil was still forming under the earth, before the buildings and the businesses, Tulsa was a nameless, endless wilderness. It had golden prairies, verdant valleys, grasses as tall as people, and trees towering like giants. Besides the wild animals, this land was home to the original tribes, native peoples who came here not by force, but of their own accord. Seduced by the myth of the noble savage, we forget how hard life was on the unforgiving plains. There was nothing romantic about this life. The men slayed the bison. The women butchered the bodies. The children followed their preordained path. Nothing was wasted, and everything was earned. This was the way it was and always had been, but it would soon change. The native had the land that the stranger wanted. This was not just America's story. It is humankind's story, recurring endlessly as our species soaks fields, forests, and deserts in blood. While the players and settings change, the story stays the same. It repeated itself in the New World, just as it had played out countless times in the Old. The problem was simple yet profound. European America was spreading, and Native America was in its way. What was the solution? Some of the more humanitarian settlers proposed civilizing the natives by teaching them the ways of cultured European Americans. The commandments included converting to Protestant Christianity, learning to read and speak English, and, with time, practicing European-style economics, such as the private ownership of land and of people.